Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I hereby announce that today is Credit Where Credit Is Due Day. This is the day I want you to think about what the animals in your life gain from being with you. Well, certainly shelter. And sometimes pretty plush shelter. As I'm recording this, I can see Fricka has taken over my antique shaker rocker that I have to keep an old piece of denim on so she doesn't ruin its upholstered seat. Ollie has taken over the dog couch, which he's totally destroyed, playing a game, hiding his ball in the cover on it, and then digging it out. So, shelter. The fish have their aquarium. That's shelter. They have shelter, they have food. Oh my goodness, yes. They get the best that I can afford. They're among those animals who probably get higher quality food than their owners do. So far so good. Now let's look at this in terms of the bond studies. How do I affect their heart rate and blood pressure? Well, most of the time I think I do pretty well. I don't think I act in a way that causes their blood pressure and heart rate to go up most of the time. And I get the feeling that when I'm sitting next to them, that they're content, that the effect of person is there and it's a good one, that they're relaxed. It's not stressful sitting beside me when I'm working at the computer most of the time. Though I admit, there are times when I am working in the office that I do get upset, and I know they pick up on it. And I also know that I have to be careful when I'm recording podcasts, because if I say something in a podcast where I'm a little bit more passionate, or if I'm making a point about somebody having a very negative response, they'll pick up on that right away, and it will upset them. So that's probably not a very good bond effect right there. And sometimes I keep weird hours, but they adapt pretty well to that. At least I don't bombard them with loud music all the time or having the television set or the radio blaring all the time. So it's pretty quiet around here. That's good. But there aren't a lot of people who are studying this. Pavlov studied it. And some of his followers way back when they did the so-called effect of person studies. But they were just kind of swept under the rug. On the other hand, a lot of us would say, well, it's self-evident. Any idiot can see that when I get upset, my animals get upset. And that's true. But we don't take that into account when we think about behavioral problems or medical problems, do we? Once again, it gets swept under the rug. We might go to a training class and hear all these nice, warm, fuzzy things about the bond. And the same thing we'll hear about it at the veterinary clinic. But so often it just seems more like a marketing thing, doesn't it? You know, it's all the sweetness and light side of the bond, about how wonderful it is for us and our animals to be together. But sometimes in the midst of all of that marketing stuff, and it's rampant in the animal care industry, just take a little time to look at your animals. And ask yourself, what's in it for them? What are they getting out of it? Are they getting as much from me as I'm getting from them? It's a good exercise. In my case, at least, it helps keep me humble.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.